In the country of Morocco, many, many Yidden used to live in Morocco. They had a beautiful, beautiful community. There was a lot of Yiddishkeit and shuls and Talmid Chachamim and mikvahs and kosher food and simchas. And a long time ago, Morocco used to be a very big, special place for Yiddishkeit. And there was a city called Rabat. And Rabat had many Yidden living there. And they were poor and they were rich at the same time. They didn't have a lot of money. They didn't have a lot of silver and gold, so they were poor with money. But they felt themselves to be rich because they had kinderlach that were nice, wonderful Yiddish kinderlach. And they had big families. Most families had a lot of kids. And the kids learned Torah and did mitzvahs. And they gave nachas to their mommies and tatis and their bubbies and their zadis. And they went to the cheder and went to the yeshiva. And they learned and they davened and they behaved good. So their families felt like millionaires from the kinderlach. And there were so many simchas all the time. There were so many shalom zachars, and so many times of a week there was a bris, or there was a kiddush because a girl was born. So many babies, kinei nahara. And of course the babies get big, and they grow up, so they're bar mitzvahs, and they're chasanis, and many, many simchas. Now the rab of the city was also the moel. That means he made on the boys the bris milah. Almost every day, somebody came into the Rav's office, or his house, or the shul. They were looking for the Rav. Mazel tov, we had a baby boy. Please come to make the bris in 8 days. We just wanted to let you know, we would like you to come to make the bris on our baby boy. Almost every day, somebody came in to arrange a bris. Almost every day in shul there was a bris. Every Friday night there were a few shalom zachars to go to. So many people had baby boys. And of course there were baby girls. But there was such a bracha in children that the people of Rabat felt themselves to be with a special bracha for children. So they were very rich. They had nachas in their kinalach. Until it happened a certain time where people stopped coming to the Rav. People stopped coming to ask him to make a bris milah. And the Rav would be in his house or his shul or his office. And he was learning and davening and doing mitzvahs and helping people and teaching and doing all the things that a Rav does. But one thing that was missing were people were not coming in to make brisen. And the Rav knew that he was the only moyel in the town. And on the wall Friday night, where they used to put where Shalom Zachar is, there were no longer Shalom Zachars. And Shabbos after the davening, where there used to be all the time a kiddush, for a girl they make a kiddush, there were no times a kiddush. And the Rav started asking around and found out babies are not being born. All of a sudden, there are no babies being born. Or maybe once in a while, yes, there was a baby, but not like before. Something is very strange that all of a sudden there are so few babies. What's going on? And the Rav was wondering, and everybody was wondering, what's going on? And that Friday night, by the table, the Shabbos meal started. And usually, of course, the Shabbos meal started with Kiddush, and with Challah, and with Fishy, and with all the good things for a Shabbos meal. And the Rav's wife, that night, she comes out Friday night, after they made Kiddush and after they had the challah. And right away, chicken soup. The Rav says, did you forget the fish? The Rav's wife says, well, I'm sorry, I didn't buy fish for Shabbos. What? You didn't buy fish for Shabbos? What are you saying? Every Shabbos we have fish. There's a special thing about having fish for Shabbos. Well, actually, none of the Jewish women bought fish. And, you know, the last few weeks, I did buy fish, but I was about the only one, because I knew how much you love to have fish for Shabbos. After all, not only are you my husband, you're the Rav. But in all the other Jewish houses, nobody bought fish. We were about the only ones. But now I also stopped buying fish. The Rav says, what do you mean? Why all of a sudden you stopped buying fish? And the Rav's wife says, well, fish used to be a dollar for fish for everybody. Then it started going up in price. I went to buy fish on Thursday. When I go buy the fish, or Erev Shabbos, all of a sudden the same fish was $10. And I still bought it. And I asked, why so much? And the fisherman said, a special tax has been put on the fish to pay the government, especially the officer of the fish. There's a new officer of the fish. Well, the next week I went back to buy fish. It was $20 a fish. Oy vey. From 1 to 10 to 20. And then it was $30 a fish. And by the time it was $50 a fish, I saw, oy, this is terrible. How can I possibly buy fish? And they said that the officer of the fish, the king's officer of the fish, is ordering the money to be put on the fish to pay so much money. And there's no way out of it, and they have to do it. And he's making the fishermen pay. The fishermen are making the people pay, because they also have to pay money when they go fishing. There's a new officer of the king, and he stands by the ocean, and he doesn't let anybody go fishing unless they pay him a big, big amount of money. And he says it's a tax from the king. And then they go fishing, because they have to go fishing to get fish, because that's their job. And when they bring it to sell, the fishermen go to sell the fish, and the officer of the fish goes and he says, I will not allow you to sell the fish unless you pay me money from each fish. And first he asks for $5, and then $10, and then $20, and each fish that is sold he has to get a whole lot of money for that, and he says it's for the king. And that's why the price went up. And the Yiddish women, who were anyway poor with money, for a while they were trying to buy the fish, then they couldn't afford it at all. So they stopped buying the fish. Now, Kinelech, I'll tell you what really happened. What really happened was that there was an officer of the king who was very schlecht, very bad, but the king liked him, because he was a good officer. I mean, he did a lot of different things for the king, especially getting money. But this officer not only wanted to get money for the king, he wanted money for himself. After all, he said to the king, I'm a big officer, and I do a lot of things for the king, and I do a lot of jobs, and I'm always in the palace working, and I do a lot of things that the king should have money. What about me? I also want money. Please, king, make me to be a big officer, that I should have a big house, and fancy schmancy clothes, and fancy furniture, and I can make big parties. And then I'll be even a better officer than before, and I'll even do more things for the king. And the king says, well, after all, you're my big officer, and maybe you deserve to have a lot of money and good things. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to make you a way to get a lot of money for yourself. I'll make you the officer of the fish. Now, there's never been such a thing as the officer of the fish, but I'm going to make a brand new thing, officer of the fish. And you'll be in charge of all the fishermen and all the fishing. And whenever there is fishermen to go fishing or to sell the fish, you'll make them pay extra money on each fish. And you can tell them it's for me, for the king, but I'll give money to you. You can get money from each fish. Of course, you'll give me some of the money too, but you'll get money for yourself, and that way we'll make brand new money, good for me and good for you. And especially the Jews, I know how much fish they buy every Thursday and Friday when they go shopping for Shabbos. I know they have so much fish. And so you'll get a lot of money, especially on Thursday and Friday from the Jews. Make sure you're there early in the morning when the fishermen go fishing and when they sell the fish. And this is what happened. And the Rav heard about this and he found out about this later on, exactly what had happened. And now the Rav was very concerned, and he started thinking over, you know, everything that happens is from Hashem. And sometimes, when two things happen together, somebody special like a Rav, or like a Halakha person, can figure out, how is one thing connected with the other thing? And the Rav figured out the connection that the Yidden stopped buying fish for Shabbos, and there's no babies being born. Now, what does fish have to do with babies? You know what? I'll tell you what. The Rav Kindelach knew that in Chumash, when Hashem made the world, and in the beginning when Hashem made all the different things in the world, and He made the people, in the beginning of the Chumash, there are three brachas. There are three times a bracha. One bracha goes for the fishy. Hashem said, Pru Ravu. They should have a lot of fish. Then Hashem said that the people should be pru uravu. There should be a lot of people and a lot of babies. That's the second bracha. And the third bracha, it says that Hashem benched, Vayivorech Hashem Asyim Ashvi. Hashem benched Shabbos. Three brachas. The fish got a bracha. The people got a bracha. Shabbos got a bracha. Now, Kinelach, we know that the number three, if there's one thing, it's good. If there's two things, it's even better. What happens if there's three things? It's called a chazaka, it's very strong. Something happens three times, it's a very strong thing. Three brachas together is a very strong thing. The Rav knew that when the Yidden who have a bracha, when they buy fish, that the fish have a bracha, and they buy it for Shabbos, and they eat the fish on Shabbos, which Shabbos has a bracha. So all of a sudden now you have three brachas all together. You have the Yidden, you have the fishy, and the Shabbos all together. And one bracha helps the other bracha. And then the bracha of Pru Uravu, to have a lot of children, that came to the fish and the people, all comes together for the Yidden with the koyach of Shabbos, and Shabbos benches the whole week, and the Yidden have a big bracha to have a lot of babies. All of these brachas mixed together. But the Rav knew that when the Yidden stopped buying the fish and they did not honor the Shabbos with the fish, so now they are weakening the bracha. And now they did not have the bracha to have children, so many children, because they were not connecting the bracha of the fish and Shabbos together with their own bracha of Pru Ravu. And the Rav knew that he had to help somehow, because he found out about this Shlechta officer and what the king had done. And the Rav had to think of a way to be able to let the Yidden once again have fish on Shabbos without having to pay so much money for it. And the Rav stayed up late, very, very late one night, stopping to Hashem, and he was saying Tillim to let him have an idea of what to do. And sure enough, the Rav got a good idea. This is what he did. He sat down at his desk, and he took out a special pen, like a sefer's pen, and he took out a piece of parchment, like a mezuzah, of cloth, and he took ink, And he wrote down some special words, not a mezuzah, but he wrote down some special words on the parchment. And the words said, exactly what the words were that he used, I don't know, but it was an order for the fish. The Rav was telling the fish that they should leave the water and swim way out into the ocean, far away from the land, and that no fisherman should be able to catch any fish because the fish are going to leave. And he said to the fish, they should leave until the Rav tells them they can come back. And this is what the order said that the Rav wrote down on the parchment. He rolled it up, and early in the morning, he took it to the water, or maybe he sent the shliach to go to the water, to the ocean, and right in the very first part of the morning, they threw it into the ocean. And sure enough, that day, I'll tell you what happened. This is the way it started. See, the funny thing is that sometimes things go back to the way they began. The king that day, he told his cook, today I would love to have a delicious fish lunch. I love fish. It's been a while since we've had some good fish over here. And I would love to have fish today. So please, serve fish. After all, it's my favorite food. I love fish. I love fish. The king used to love fish. He loved it better than ice cream and better than pizza and better than hamburgers and better than everything. The king loved fish. When he got fish for lunch or for supper, he used to sometimes get up and dance and sing. He used to love fish. And so the king was looking forward to lunchtime. Finally it came lunchtime, and the king is sitting at the table with his bib, with his crown, ready to eat lunch. And he's so hungry. And the cook comes out with the king's lunch. And the king says, Did you get a nice fish for my lunch today? I'm so hungry, I can hardly wait to have the fish. And the cook says, I'm sorry, king, but I had to make a different lunch. I made you a peanut butter sandwich. No! I can't stand peanut butter sandwiches! I want fish! Why didn't you give me fish? I told you to give me fish! How can you go against what the king says? Well, the cook says, I sent my servants, well, your servants, of course, they're your servants, but they work at the kitchen, so I sent them to go shopping. And they went down to the fishermen where they sell the fish, and they said that there was no fish. The king says, what do you mean no fish? What are you talking about no fish? The ocean is fish. The fishermen go fishing, they catch fish. They bring out the fish and they sell it. What do you mean no fish? And maybe they went too late, so every fish was sold. How can you have sent them so late? After all, I told you I want, for my lunch, I want fish. No. I sent them. The fishermen said, nobody caught a fish today. They went fishing in the morning, like they always do, and there's not one fisherman and not one boat, there's not one fishing pole that got one fish even. And they came back and there was no fish. And the king was scratching his head. How can that be? I'm going to call my officer of the fish. After all, he's in charge of the fish and the fishermen. And he calls in his officer of the fish. He says, what did you do? Here I let you to get extra money for get from the fish, and here I want to have fish for myself, and there's no fish? I don't understand. Well, where's the fish? The officer says, I don't know what you're talking about exactly. He says, didn't you go down today to get money like you do every day when they have the fish? So what happened? Well, king, I don't know exactly what happened. There was no fish. I don't know. I was very worried. I went around to all the fishermen and I said, where's my money? They said, where's the fish? I said, what do you mean, where's the fish? I said, where's my money? Where's the fish? They said, well, where is the fish? I said, what do you mean, where's the fish? Every day you go fishing, so don't you have fish? They said, no. Didn't you go fishing today? Yeah. So where's the fish? We don't know. Well, didn't you catch any fish today? No. How can you not catch fish? They said, we don't understand. Every day we throw the nets in the water, we put in the fishing poles, out come the fish. Today there was no fish. Well, the officer said to the king, I thought they were fooling me. Maybe they're tricking me. So I went around searching all over, and it was true. There was no fish today. I don't know what happened. Well, the king had to eat his peanut butter sandwich. And he said to the cook, tomorrow you send your servants early in the morning and make sure they get me a fish. Because I want fish tomorrow. In fact, I want fish for breakfast. I'm not going to wait for lunch. I want fish for breakfast. So I'm going to be sitting ready for breakfast, and you better bring me fish. Well, the next morning, the king is sitting at the table on his throne, his little kitchen throne, with his bib, ready to eat. And he says, cook, bring me my breakfast. I want my fish. And the cook brings in the tray, and on the tray the king sees scrambled eggs. Oh, I don't like scrambled eggs. Where's my fish? I told you to bring me fish. What happened? You woke up too late? You couldn't send anybody to get fish? And the cook is trembling and shaking. King, I sent the servants this morning early. They woke up early. In fact, I wanted them to go out in their pajamas. It was so early to get fish for you that you shouldn't be disappointed. And they went to get the fish, and again, there was no fish. Not one fish. And the officer of the fish was called. And he comes in also shaking, and his face is white, and he's afraid. And the king starts screaming at him, where's the fish? What did you do? Here I let you get money, and you don't have fish in the ocean for me? I'm going to hold you responsible. Where's the fish? And the officer says, I don't understand, king. I went myself down to the ocean today, and I screamed at the fishermen, you better get fish, because the king wants fish. And I threatened them, and I screamed at them. And they said, we're going to try. They went fishing. They didn't catch any fish. Well, the king said to the officer, I'm going to hold you responsible. You better find out what's going on. And I'm giving you 3 more days. And if you don't find out what happened in 3 days, I'm going to have you thrown out in the ocean together, and you're going to go find the fish wherever they are. In fact, you'll become a fish yourself, because I'm going to throw you out in the middle of the ocean. And that's going to be the end of you. Once you find out what's going on, and you get me fish. I want fish for breakfast in 3 days or sooner. I can't stand peanut butter sandwiches. I can't stand scrambled eggs. I don't want anything else. I want fishy. And the officer starts running around asking what's happening, what's going on. He starts asking the fishermen, what did you see? Did you see anything fishy going on? Did you see anything funny going on? Anything fishy? They didn't see any fish. No, I don't mean fishy like that. I mean something strange going on. And one fisherman said that the first morning that all of this started happening, he happened to see a very strange thing that he never saw before. So maybe this is going to help to solve the problem. This fisherman said that he woke up extra early that morning, and he happened to be looking out the window of his little house near the ocean, and he saw a Jew with a beard, with a long coat. And he went to the ocean just when it was getting light, in the very early part of the morning, and he saw him throw something into the ocean. And he had never in his life seen such a thing, that early in the morning, a Jew with a beard and a long coat should go down to the ocean, throw something at the ocean, and leave. And in fact, it looked like the rabbi of the Jews, the Jewish rabbi, because the fishermen knew who the Jewish rabbi was, the Rav of the Jews. He says, that's what it looked like. And the officer of the fishy, he went back and he told the king. it seems the Jews are messing around with the fish. And it seems they are responsible, not me. Maybe you should throw the Rav into the ocean and not me. And the king says, okay, I'm going to call the Rav of the Jews, the rabbi of the Jews, to my palace to find out something that's wrong or what is wrong, because something is fishy over here, that there's no fish. And the king called the Rav of the Jews. And the Rav came to the palace, and he came into the king, and the king asked the Rav, what happened? There's been no fish. Something is very strange over here. And one of the fishermen said that he saw a Jew, and he thinks it was you, go down to the ocean the first day that there was no fish, and this Jew threw something in the ocean. Is this true that it was you or maybe another Jew? What is there to do? And the Rav says to the king, King, it is true. It was me. I went to the ocean that morning, and the king starts to get angry. What did you do? Where are the fish? What is this? Is this magic? Is this some kind of magic trick that you did? And the Rav says, Chas v'shalom, a Jew is not allowed to do magic, and I did not need to do magic, and this is not something that I'm interested in. I'm only going to tell you now what I did and why I did it, and maybe the king can help to get back the fish. And the king says, oh, I would love to get back the fish. I can't stand eating peanut butter sandwiches anymore. And then eggs, and then chicken. I want fish. Okay, the Rav says, I'll tell you what happened. We Jews have a very special minhag and mitzvah to eat fish for Shabbos and fish for Yontif. And every week we go shopping to buy fish, and all of a sudden, as you know, the Jewish people are not rich. We don't have a lot of money. And all of a sudden, the price went so high, went sky high in the fish. And our people could not afford to buy fish anymore. And I'll tell you what else happened. It wasn't because of the fish that I started getting worried about this. It's because of our babies. There was no babies. The king scratches his head. What do you mean, babies? What are you talking about, babies? We're talking about a fish over here, not babies. What, all of a sudden you're talking about babies? And the Rav explained the whole thing that I told you about the bracha for the children was connected with the bracha for fish and the bracha for Shabbos. And the Rav was worried. And he explained to the king that everything in the world comes from Hashem's bracha. And certain things help the bracha, and some certain things can, chas v'shalom, take away the bracha or weaken the bracha. And he said that no person can be in charge of the oceans and the fish. Hashem created the fish and the oceans for everybody to share and to feed people and to help everyone. And nobody can make themselves all of a sudden the officer on the fish, that they should charge money and take money for themselves, because they didn't make the fish. Hashem made the fish. Hashem made the fish. And it's not fair that an officer has been placed in charge of the fish and he feels that he can charge so much money, and because of that we are losing our bracha for our children. And the king said to the Rav, well, can you get back the fish? And the Rav says, if you take away the tax and the money and you make it fair again, I will go tomorrow morning and I'm going to order the fish to come back. Because he explained to the king about what he had thrown into the ocean, and that the fish will come back when the Rav says. And the king starts jumping up and down. Please, I promise, I will take away the tax if you get back the fishy. I want fish already. And the next morning, Kinalak, the Rav went down early in the morning, and he had written a new little parchment with his ink and with his pen, and he said that the fish had all come back now, and they should be fish for everyone's tish, even the king's tish. And that morning the fishermen went fishing, and the fish came back, and they caught so many fish, and the price went down, even cheaper than it was before, and the Yidden went shopping, because it was Erev Shabbos, they went shopping for Shabbos, and the king even had fish on his table, and he was so happy, and everybody was happy, and now they solved the mystery of the fish. And of course, there were more babies born, and the bracha came back to the Yidden, and they had more simchas, and shalom zachars, and bristen, and kiddushes, and of course, fish for Shabbos and Yontif.